Oh, I should have thought of this earlier, but when you mentioned Mitchell and I, so maybe you may have done this already on, maybe because of my previous instruction, with regard to Dominic and Wilson and Dole, rather than having the heat come from us, it occurred to you that perhaps some people, you know, in the House, the Senate, and in the National Committee might, in other words, have somebody in the National Committee say, we've got to have a full-time chairman. I mean, in reading the mail here, there's a hell of a lot of letters to that effect. Yeah, what are you doing about it? Can we do anything about it? What I mean is, why can't we take the heat? Let's just get somebody in the National Committee to lead the charge. I mean, whoever it is. So that we don't do it here, otherwise we're doing it. Somebody in the National Committee, and then we respond to that by saying, yeah, reluctantly, we can see a great guy and the rest, but we need a full-time chairman. And the same on Dominic, and so, and something that's got to be developed, remember, right? Nothing has come out, unfortunately, in the present, but we've got to get Dominic and Wilson, you know, attacked a bit for their lousy candidates and the rest. I really think that's necessary. Well, we try. Well, what about Dole? It would seem to me that that would be rather easy to get somebody in the National Committee to say that we need a full-time chairman, professional. Who can you work on that? Fine, all right, fine. And get a hold of it. When you get it, Mitchell, have you got him yet? Get Mitchell, tell him that we've got to build this fire for Dole's own good, for our own good. And going on it so that we don't take the heat for it. I agree, you can't sell the other things because we're going to get blamed for the House and Senate and all the rest of our people with all of their good intentions just to have got the seal on it and handle that sort of thing. But that's all right. On the National Committee, they know it should be no problem because that's almost universal except for Dole. There should be a full-time chairman now that he should leave because he's not a candidate. But let's have it roll on from there. I agree, but I mean, just have it come from somebody. Let's get it rolling so that I don't get no longer cold. You're right in getting Mitchell to talk to him first, but rather than just having Mitchell talk to him, Mitchell would stir up a few people around in California, New York, you know, the key states, Pennsylvania. They call for it, you know, some guy calls for it. And somebody, incidentally, with regard to both Dominic and Wilson, I think so. Yeah, Arlo could do it. But I meant Dominic Wilson, it would be good to have some young senator like a Brock speak out. Well, maybe that hurt him in getting the job himself. But at least somebody in the House might speak out and say, well, we need to change there rather than just, you understand why you have to do it that way, because that way then it doesn't, maybe it puts the responsibility for what happens on them rather than just having to go out too damn gracefully. I wouldn't want to go out too gracefully. Well, then I put the heat on Wilson because he's okay. I guess I'm planning it particularly on Dole, and so it should be so easy to get somebody to get hold of Mitchell to sort of start the backfire before I see Dole calling him on him to do it. That'll make it easier for me, so I don't have to say, well, Bob, you gotta go. And I think it's better too than have to Mitchell telling him he has to go. See, but the thing I'm concerned about is if you call Mitchell tells him he knows goddamn well it's me, but have somebody other than Mitchell or me.
That's right.
Harry Dent could probably help on a thing like this, you know. And then, you know, you just use players like that. Okay, you up here yet? Fine, well, and we'll see you at the, Richardson, I'm too here. You know, I was rather interested. I saw a life cover, and I thought that was pretty bad, what do you think? I just wanted to rub the garage, but you know, he browbeat the hell out of me to get a picture statement of the film. I said, Ron, I don't mean to rub it in because we did the best we could, but that was a deliberate sabotage job by the editors of Life. They make that decision at the highest level. Don't you agree? What did Ron say? So what do you think we should do? Keep seeing you signing? But that was such a deliberate thing, you know, with all the things it could have shown. That was a deliberate thing. And as it occurred to anybody, I just hope it has, so that I don't have to raise such things as this. Have really not only a few letters, but a non-pencil calling Chaplin and others, and others raising hell. Has it occurred or not? All right, then it occurs right this moment. Give a few